Introduction to character. A simple definition of a story is that it is the narrative of a person trying to solve a problem in a certain place and at a certain time. Put another way, a story is a three-legged stool, with the legs being character, plot, and setting. Many people see these as separate and distinct, or even in competition with each other. This is not the case. Indeed, like the legs on a stool, if one is missing or weak, the entire object will collapse. They interact with each other. One person locked in a cellar by a villain will pretend to be sick and knock the guard out when he comes to check. Another will concoct an explosive from stuff laying around. And if they are locked in a bedroom instead of a cellar, that would produce an entirely different set of choices. Most often, though, a plot is created through the choices made by the characters in the story, as are allowed by the setting of the story. Whether you are writing a tender love story, the dramatic account of someone's world cruise following the diagnosis of a terminal disease, or an action-packed zombie adventure novel, your characters are the primary driving force of the story. In this course, you will learn how to create realistic, believable, and memorable characters. While we will be covering the externals of a character, such as appearance, demographics, job, etc., our emphasis is going to be on growing the characters from the inside out. What does this mean? Specifically, this means learning to become your character. Get to know that person so well that you don't even have to think about what he or she would do in a given situation. The character will tell you what they're going to do. That is the key to getting inside of a character. We will look at components of characters such as motivation, decision-making processes, preferences, emotional responses, fears, regrets, virtues, vices, insecurities, and competencies. For this course, I want you to choose two characters from a story you are writing, have written, or will write. I want them to be major characters that appear in more than just a few scenes. They can be the protagonist and the antagonist, partners, it doesn't matter. You will use those characters for each of the character building exercises we do, unless you are otherwise instructed. By the end of this course, you will know those characters so well that if you called one up on a phone, you would recognize their voice. If you can find it, a good preparation for this course is Will Ferrell's movie Stranger Than Fiction, in which one of the novelist's characters becomes real and aware that he is a character being written. Meanwhile, the assignment for this lesson is to choose two characters from popular fiction, movies, or television that are your personal favorites. Next time, we're going to be talking about getting an inside look at your characters through the Johari window.